I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show. Greg, I know you're distracted. You're looking at magazines. You're looking at look.
I'm looking at life.
No, look is
life's
there.
Life's on top.
Yeah, well, look is in there, too.
Yeah. There's a little life.
Well,
there's a...
Bringing life to us this morning, Debbie Pillavent from the Illyria Public Library System to talk about their... Was it 11th annual now?
11th annual gigantic Ohio's largest public library book sale.
And this is going on beginning October 16th.
Yes.
1 week. And that's sort of like that's where all the bookophiles show up or something.
Oh,
right?
They absolutely do. If you love books, you're probably going to be there looking for bargains.
And so you have that first day when everybody comes and looks for maybe something they're trying to look for and find. And that runs again through the 19th at the St. John Lutheran Church on West River. What did you bring with us today?
Well, I'll tell you, we get a lot of magazines over the years. And rarely a newspaper. But this year, we got some very interesting magazines. We got several Life magazines. This one in particular is from July 5th, 1968. It costs 35 cents. And it's a special issue about the presidency. And there are some fabulous photos, historic photos of the presidency up to that point. Okay. Another one from Life magazine is a special edition of Hungary's Fight for Freedom, which was, I believe, the copyright on that one is 1953. This one for the Kennedy Files, Kennedy and His Family in Pictures from Look magazine. It cost a dollar. I'm not certain what year this one came out, but the pictures are very, very iconic. And then we have three editions of the Chronicle Telegram. One is short, a few days after 9/11. The one in front of me at the moment celebrated the 50th anniversary of Bendix being in the city and how they were having a huge open house.
It's a date on that newspaper.
Yeah.
That would be August 21st, 1941.
Now, where are you getting a 1941 Chronicle Telegram newspaper?
Well, I'll tell you. This year, more than we've had in past years, we've had private donations. And that simply means that they came from the patrons as opposed to the books that are withdrawn from the library.
Right.
And we assume, because no one leaves their name with us to say, oh, well, I dropped off three Chronicle Telegrams, that they were probably cleaning Grandma and Grandpa's house out, Aunt Tilly's basement. You know, we just don't know. But apparently someone had saved these for particular reasons. Perhaps Grandpa worked at Bendix. Another one that we have celebrates the 125th anniversary of the city of Illyria. And that one was, let's see, August 2nd of 1958.
Wow.
So it was important
and they're in,
to them.
They're like in a plastic bag?
Yes, the CTs, the two older ones, are in plastic bags.
And that's almost a complete newspaper, too.
Yes, it is. It looks like they've saved the entire edition.
I know sometimes when I'll save stuff, to save space, maybe just take the front page section,
sure.
Page A or whatever, with the headline, the big headline, if there's a historic event that kind of comes over like that. But you've got the entire newspaper there.
Bruce, any idea what the 1941 newspaper sold for?
15 cents.
Three cents.
You
could get a Chronicle Telegram back in 1941, 3 cents.
Wow.
3 cents. And someone probably complained that it was cost too much.
Yeah, they
probably called them up.
So what might this sell for now?
Well, at our sale, it'll cost you a dollar.
A dollar, see? So go quick, Craig, figure out
really?
if with inflation did that work out.
Wouldn't this, like, do you have any, like a special historic category where people might get in on bidding? Because I would think this would be worth a pretty penny, more than three.
Well, a dollar, Craig.
You know, they say something is worth only what someone is willing to pay for it at a given moment. Our sale is dedicated to, yes, supporting the library. It's the Friends of the Elyria Public Library System who choose what to charge, and they say a dollar a piece. Mm-hmm. Now, whether another collector, someone else in the city, might decide that it's worth keeping and paying more for, I have no idea.
Now, obviously, it's all on volume, as much stuff they can sell out, because there's
right.
so many things. It's the largest one in Ohio, so there are many things that are being donated throughout, and you were able to bring some of these. Last year, she brought, or 2 years ago, brought CDs. Remember, you brought some CDs in here. We had Guns N' Roses playing.
Yes.
No music to this morning.
So no music this morning.
You're going to have to flip the pages and look through a Life magazine. I'm looking at Life magazine, Craig, and this is from the How You Can Survive Fallout. 97 out of 100 people can be saved.
So there's from radioactive fallout?
Well, perhaps.
Yes.
What we're talking about.
Yes.
Details.
Boy, what
plans.
A segue right into those mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
The radioactive reindeer in Norway.
Detailed plans for building shelters and a letter to you from President Kennedy.
Wow.
I wonder if duct tape is mentioned in here because, you know, they even back then. But I'm looking at the space age drink Tang for breakfast. I grew up on drinking Tang, by the way, Craig.
Is that what happened? Can you still get Tang?
You can still get it.
Yes, you really can.
Wow.
You can't get sugar-free Tang anymore, but you can get regular Tang.
Oh, we need to get some.
For breakfast, Tang tastes so good when it's good and cold. Tomorrow for breakfast, let Tang surprise you. Just mix a decanterful tonight and refrigerate it. Planning ahead. Make your breakfast ahead of the cold fact is, one night in your refrigerator makes a new drink out of Tang. And Tang gives you more vitamin C than orange juice, plus vitamin A. So for breakfast tomorrow morning, wake up to Tang. But make it good. Make it cold. Make it good and cold. Tang. Oh, this is great. I want to go to the grocery store and buy Tang right now.
Where do you go for that? What aisle?
It's that, like, the juice instant juice drink. It's
okay.
The juice. I don't, you know, sometimes...
Yeah.
Different grocery stores put things different place. Try to find the chocolate syrup. Sometimes it's with the ice cream section. Sometimes it's over here
Tang.
As well. But Tang there as well.
Go.
And,
there
Craig,
you
if you want, remember how great cigarettes used to taste?
No.
Lucky's still do. Change to Lucky's and get some taste for a change. The American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. These guys look like they're scoring a ball game here, smoking. They're in a businessman's lunch break. Either that or they're at the racetrack. I'm not quite sure which place they are here as well.
It is interesting. And it just so happened that I walked back into the sorting area looking to see how things were going. And one of the sorters said to me, "Oh, look, you might find these kind of interesting." And she produced these. So there's always interesting nuggets at the sale. When you have over 60,000 items, there's bound to be a few things that are interesting. And, Craig, we do have a section, because everything is sorted. So we do have a section of rare vintage books, and that's where we'll probably put these.
Yeah.
But, just a dollar. Just a dollar.
If you're a changed man on weekends, be sure to change to the Olympian. For a great change, try most comfortable leisure socks you've ever owned. And the handsomest. I don't ever refer to my socks as handsome, but I guess that's possible.
About time you do.
Wow, it's made of 80% Orion.
What?
Orlon. I'm sorry. I can't read.
Orlon.
20% wool. Wow, this is excellent.
Do they still make Orlon? I remember it back then, but I don't know about now. Right?
It's something I haven't heard of in a really long time.
Tastier, the New Day Cola with a refreshing difference. Royal Crown Cola. He's getting a kiss from somebody here for making
it. It's pretty cool. You can buy a piece of history.
Who says beer is a man's beverage? Craig, there's women here drinking beer.
So, see, this appeals to,
I love these
the life and the look collectors, the advertising collectors, the... you know, the period collectors, mid-century collectors. There you go. Yeah. So just all kinds of things.
And on a more serious note, we have a newspaper here, Chronicle, from Friday, September 14th, 2001, a couple days after the 9/11 attacks. In pretty good shape. All weekend, Major League Baseball, NFL games, NASCAR canceled.
What was the headline at this time?
50,000 called, attack on U.S., Bush activates National Guard, rain hampers rescuers.
And, of course, there's a very iconic picture as well of the
flag.
Of the flag.
Amidst the rubble.
Yeah, amidst the rubble.
Now, the book sale, the first day, it's, what, a $5
$5 admission. And the rest of the days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's free to get in. And on Sunday, we have a bag sale, which means a big old-fashioned brown grocery bag you can fill with books for $5.
Craig, to follow your line of thinking, the brown paper bag that you get at the grocery store is about 2 inches smaller than the standard one that used to be issued in groceries. I just want to bring to your attention, the grocery store, brown grocery store bag has gotten smaller.
Yes.
Again, it's the downsizing of America.
So
I got further proof here. We're looking at newspapers from 1941, 1958, 2001, and then we have today's Chronicle. And like many newspapers, they're not as wide as they used to be. We often talk about how wide newspapers used to be, but that's no longer the case. And the current day Chronicle is about 6 inches narrower than the one from 1941. Imagine how big that 1941 newspaper is. It's huge.
Is that the 3 cent newspaper? Is that newspaper for 3 cents for all that news?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See?
So you get interesting thing. I don't see. I would never leave this book sale with any books.
No,
I would just be looking at everything. I would just spend my time there, you know.
These things are
we hope you'll come out and visit us.
Now, besides books, you've got CDs, probably vinyl records, if those are still.
Vinyl records, no VHS tapes.
Are they all gone?
Well, we didn't collect them this year.
Yeah, they probably put a sign, we don't want any more of your VHS or
VHS
your
VHS tapes, we couldn't even get rid of them 10 for a dollar or 20 for a dollar. It's just a dead technology at this point. And so then in another 25 years, someone will sit here and say, well, we have VHS tapes for sale, you know, probably one for $10. Can you imagine?
Sure. The new Yashica U-Matic Zoom. See why the Yashica U-Matic Zoom camera gives you better movies. Electric eye lens for perfect exposure automatically. Look at this great camera here, is Craig. Like this, in this ad in here, speaking of technology.
Notice his glasses.
Yes, I did notice his glasses.
They're very contemporary now. You see people wearing those kinds of glasses now. And what year is that magazine published?
This is from September 15th of 1961.
Yeah.
See?
Black frames,
heavy
kind of
black.
Heavier, thicker.
But it's amazing looking at all these different magazines. You'll have those. You'll have the books, as we mentioned, and CDs.
Yes.
Maybe DVDs? Are they?
DVDs. Oh, yes. We will have DVDs. We will also be selling children's and young adult books for 2 inches for a dollar. Because so many of the children's books are really narrow and thin. So.
Now, I've been reading this Life magazine. Did you talk about the proceeds and how that all, what the benefits
are? All the proceeds benefit the Elyria Public Library System. The Friends of the Library do an awesome job. Takes a whole year to prepare for this, and they do it. That is their mission, to support the library. And they do things like paying for the summer reading programs, wish lists, like perhaps special sets for the children. They just decided to pay for the carpet in our new teen area at the West River Library, which is really, really great. And the teen area and the fact that they paid for the carpeting. So because of them and because of all the hard work that the volunteers donate to us and putting this sale together, that's the kind of thing that we benefit from.
Doors open when again? What time?
10 a.m. on next Thursday, a week from tomorrow.
And people usually line up ahead
of time, they line up all the way around the sidewalk. It's really wonderful. And when we open those doors, on the inside, we're counting down. You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the doors open and everybody rushes in. You just better move. Because everything is sorted, people know. And so they have, you know, areas that they want to check first. Like some people go to the, will go to the historical area or the vintage area, or they'll go to Westerns or sci-fi or romance. You know, I mean, some people come and go right to the children's books. So, yeah.
Any special preview time, or do Friends of the Library have a special preview or any of that?
Friends of the Library, the actual members are allowed to enter on Thursday morning for free. There is no cost to them because that's considered part of their membership.
All right.
Fallout shelters. You could be among the 97% to survive if you follow advice on these pages. How to build shelters, where to hide in cities, and what to do during an attack. September of 1961. This is the climate of what's happening in America at that time. You think about now, and the Ebola is in this news, and everybody's having sort of, you know,
and the survivalists, that whole camp.
But there they are. You can build them underground, Craig. You could build them above ground. Your family will have plenty of food. And, of course, it's a nice family of one boy, a girl, two boys, and the father. You're able to put up this prefabricated $700 place in 4 hours.
Wow.
And it'll keep you safe from nuclear attack.
I don't know. I haven't read the whole article.
Wow.
You can build
but
one in the backyard with a barbecue. In the meantime, you know, so everybody's getting involved with this.
Yeah. Make sure you have your Tang.
Make sure you have a lot of Tang. Probably has a long shelf life.
And your Lucky Strikes, apparently. You'll need those, too, for that. This is one of the main things from the Life magazine from 1961. A lot of the things that you'll be seeing at the Elyria Public Library System's annual book sale. Again, it's October 16th through the 19th at St. John Lutheran Church on West River.